Okay, so this week, Parshas Noach. Okay, so it's one of the few parshas where the connection between the end of the last parsha and the beginning of this parsha is obvious. Last week's parsha ends off with Noach Motzachem Beini Hashem. Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. And now a parsha starts off, Ela told us Noach, these are the generations of Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik. Okay, so this I know we mentioned in the past. The Sefer Charedim brings down Mashin the Zayin HaKadosh, that Noach was Noach, like his name. He was a calm person. He was a person who was Noach, person who was calm. And Noach was not a person who became angry. Chazal tell us, Kol Kayes, whoever becomes angry, Ki Lo Oved is like he served Avodah Zarah. Noach was not a person who became angry. He was a calm person. Therefore, the Noach Motzachain. Therefore, since he was a calm person and not an angry person, he was matzachein, he found favor in the eyes of Hashem. But a person who is a kasson cannot find favor in the eyes of Hashem.
Noach matzachein. Chein is the same letter as Noach.
That's right. No matter the reverse, it's chein. That's right.
The chidah brings down Noach ish tzadik. If you take the last letter of those three words, Noach ends in a ches, ish ends in a shin, tzadik ends in a kuf. Ches, shin, kuf spells cheshek, desire, cheshek. Says the Chidah, Noach was an ish tzadik because he had a cheshek to serve Hashem. A person who has a desire to serve Hashem, that's one of the requirements of a tzadik. Noach, ish tzadik, had a cheshek to serve Hashem. This Bach we mentioned, we end off all of our tefillos with Aleinu Shabbayach. We end off Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Musaf, we end with Aleinu Shabbayach. Anybody ever think why we end with Aleinu Shabbayach? It's like the Tzad HaShav of all three tefillos is Aleinu Shabbayach. And it's a fascinating Bach. And the Bach writes, the reason why we end off all of our tefillos with Aleinu is because in Aleinu we say the following words, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Bashamayim Mima'al, Bal'aretz Mitachas, Einoit. Hashem is Elohim in the heavens above, in the earth below, and there's nobody else. Says the Bach, a person after davening is leaving the Beis Knesses, he's leaving the Beis Medrash, he's going out into the world. When you go into the world already, a person has to be very careful. It's very easy to become angry, it's very easy to be upset, it's very easy to have highness. So we end off every tefillah, remember, okay, Hashem hu Elohim, Hashem is Elohim, Hashemayim ba'alot v'tachas. Whatever happens comes from Hashem. There's no reason to be angry. There's no reason to be upset. There's no reason to have tainus. It all comes from Hashem. So we end off with Aleinu Shabbayach to teach us this lesson. That now we're going out to work. We're going out into the world. Remember, Ki Hashem Elokim, Hashemayim Mimal, Baretz Mitachas. The back of Galinsky, that's told over the following story. Back yet in Europe, the Frumer got together and decided to publish a newspaper. Because at first they had only the secular newspapers. And they got together, they decided to publish a newspaper for the Frum Oilam. And in Bialkowitzki's town, the paper was delivered every week. They got the edition of the paper. There's only one problem. Many of the ladies in the town didn't know how to read. So the paper was delivered, but they didn't know how to read it. Rebecca Kulinski's mother knew how to read. So every week, when the paper came, she would have the reading club, they would get together, and she would read them the news. They would go through the paper, and she would read them the news, one story after another. One week, the paper came early, and one of the ladies who didn't know how to read picks up the paper. And she looks at the paper, and she sees a picture. A boat in the water, and people in the water, and she starts crying, oh, what a tragedy. The boat drowned, the boat turned upside down, people in the water, and she looks at the picture, and this lady starts crying hysterical from the picture. Rebecca Kulinski's mother sees her crying. She says to her, what happened? What do you see in the paper? You know, she didn't know how to read. What do you see in the paper? She says, look at the picture. Look at this big boat, the big ship, turned over, and all these people in the water. I don't even know what happened. It looks like a terrible tragedy.
Oh, wow.
And Rebecca Kulinski's mother takes the paper and says, one minute. You're reading it upside down. Turns the paper around, and suddenly the ship is standing straight up in the water. All the people are standing on the ship, and there's no tragedy at all. And she starts reading the article. It's about a new ship, a new liner going out on the water, and this was the first journey, and these are all the people standing on the ship. Okay. Sometimes we look at the world, our view is upside down. We see the news upside down, we see the current events upside down, we see what happened upside down. We don't know how to read. We don't know how to read the events that are happening. We don't know how to read, but once we are explained that we're reading it all wrong, and instead of looking at the picture from this angle, look at it from this angle, suddenly everything turns around. So lesson for all of us, we don't understand always what happens around the world. We don't know, can't explain a lot of things that happen. We have a very narrow field of vision, and we look at things one way. Who says that's the right way? Perhaps we should look at it from a different angle, and things appear a bit differently. But the ikir is that a person should not be angry, should not lose himself. Vav pasuk beis, Hashem saw the land, v'yinishchasa was corrupt, destroyed, killed all flesh, all basa, destroyed its normal way on the world. And the Medrash brings down that even the animals destroyed their ways. Even the animals, in a sense, mamazana, they made it with different meaning. The Medrash brings down, Medrash Rabbah, kelev is eif, kilkulum asem, the kelev, the dog, the wolf, they ruined their ways, and they sort of lamazana with each other. The Zohar brings down the same idea, kihishchus kol basa, that they made it with different meaning, the whole world became corrupt. There's a very well-known Beis Halevi on this pasuk, the first Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach. If you have the sefer upstairs, it's worthwhile to see it inside. And the Beis Halevi asks, and he says, how did the animals become corrupt? Yeah. Bishama people become corrupt, people have bechira. People have free will, we have choice. And a person has brain, a person has seichel, a person who doesn't have eira, he becomes corrupt. But how did kihishchus kol basa starkoi? What happened to the animals? The animals have bechira. The animals have free will. How did the animals sin? Why did the animals become corrupt? And Beis Halevi answers, and he says, the site is that what happens by a person? A person does an Aveira one time. So what happens? The next time that challenge comes his way, it's a little harder to overcome. He falls again. He falls a second time. When the opportunity presents itself for the third time, it already is much harder to overcome. After he does it a few times, it's not even an Aveira anymore. He doesn't even look at it as being wrong. He rationalizes he could do it. His teva, his nature changes. At the very beginning, a person's nature is to do good, not to do bad. He knows it's an Aveira. He knows it's wrong. But then as time goes on, he does the Aveira, his nature changes over time. Just like a person's nature could change, the actions of a person has an effect on himself. It has an effect on everything around him as well. It affects the whole world as well. And the actions of a person could affect the animals in the world, could affect the environment in the world, all around him. A person has an effect on his environment completely, even though he doesn't always realize it. So not that the animals sinned intentionally, it was a result of a person sinning. When a person sins and a person does aveiros, not only does it affect him and his nature changes, but it affects the whole world. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vayar elokim es ha'aretz, v'hinei nishchasa. The land was corrupt. The people were corrupt. As a result, what happened? Ki hishchis kol basa, as Darkai learns. As a result of the people being corrupt, all basa, the animals as well, and the plants, the whole world became corrupt, became destroyed. So a person has an effect on his environment, whether he realizes it or not. And with that, the Beis Halevi explains the Gemara Masechta Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis Yidalef tells us that after 120 years, when a person comes to the Bezdin Shomayor, even the wood, the beams, and the stones in his house will testify against him, the Averis that he did when nobody was around. And the beams, the wood, the stones are the witnesses against him. How are stones a witness? It's a levy because when a person does an Aveira, he changes his nature, and he changes the nature of those stones as well. If you look at those rocks, that wood, somehow the nature changed, and you could tell that these rocks, this wood, these stones were affected by his Aveira, and there's a mark, some kind of a mark, or a hint of his Aveira that's engraved on them. And by looking at them, one could see the Avera, one could see the Avera that he did. The person has a tremendous responsibility for ourselves and for the world around us. In the same idea, in Pirkei Avos, it says, Ata osa delite din v'cheshmen. Din, says the Beis Halevi, is for the Avera. Cheshmen is for the effects of the Avera. What the Avera accomplished. Others learn from you, you affected somebody else, other things in the world. The cheshmen is for whatever else resulted from the Avera. There's a din, there's a cheshmen. Din is for the Avera, cheshmen is for the effect that the Avera, had. Right. But a person has a tremendous effect on the environment and the environment as well. You see it even for you. The way people, if people aren't careful, everyone's green, energy efficient. But nice if people aren't careful how they use their energy. The gas is going in the air and so on. It affects the entire whole environment. On a ruchnia scale, it works the same way. It affects the environment. It affects the environment as well. A person has a tremendous responsibility. Definitely, if a person does a mitzvah and others learn from him and they do a mitzvah as well, not only is he rewarded for the mitzvah that he did, but he's rewarded for the mitzvahs that they did also. That's a din, and there's a din. There's a din b'cheshven. Very powerful lesson to learn from the pasuk. The pasuk tells us later on, Perek Zayin, pasuk Ches, Hashem tells Noach to take the animals into the table. And Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches, min ha-behema ha-tahira, from the animals that are tahar, u-min ha-behema ha-she'inen ha-tahira, from the animals that are not tahar. And the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, Saf Gimel, the Gemara brings down this Pasuk, and the Gemara is bothered, why doesn't the Pasuk say, u-min ha-behema ha-tahira? The Pasuk could have just as easily said, min ha-behema ha-tahira, from the animals that are tahar, u-min ha-behema ha-tahira, and from the animals that are tamei. Why does the pasuk go out of its way and write umin abehema asher inena tahira? Like the Gemara says, okam shmoina oisiyos. There's eight extra letters. The Torah wrote eight extra letters in writing the words asher inena tahira instead of writing tamei. So why does the Torah go out of its way and write extra letters asher inena tahira when the Torah could have said it short and sweet umin abehema tamei? And the Gemara says from here we're going out that a person should not say a dova maguna mipiv, something disgusting, right, Mius from his mouth. A person has to speak always with a nice lashon, nice words, and therefore the Torah avoids saying tmeya, and the pasuk writes Hashem nena Torah. That's the Gemara Pesachim. And the Velt is the kasha, everybody asks, it's very nice in this pasuk. But if you go through Chumash Vayikra, you find the word tame over and over and over and over again. By Dine Tumah V'Tahara, by the animals you're not allowed to eat, these animals are tame, the birds are tame, the word tame is used many, many times. One time, what about the rest of the Torah? Aduno Magid answers with a very nice marshal. The Magid says, there were once two neighbors. One neighbor was very well-to-do, very wealthy, very good reputation, and well-known. The other neighbor was sort of a lazy person, a batman. And in the marshal, he uses the name Yosef. And he was known as Yosef the batman. So one neighbor was a very well-respected person, and the other neighbor was known as Yosef the Batman. One day, an out-of-towner comes into town, and he's looking for Yosef. He knocks on a rich man's door, and the butler answers the door, and he says to the butler, tell me, I'm looking for Yosef. Can you tell me where I can find him? I know he lives somewhere in this area. Where can I find him? So the butler says, oh, you mean Yosef the Batman. Yosef the Batman lives right next door. And the man walks away. The wealthy man, the balabos, heard that the butler called him Yosef the Batlan. He says to the butler, why'd you do that for? There's no need to embarrass him. This man didn't know who he was. He came from out of town. There was no need for you to call him Yosef the Batlan. You should have just said, Yosef lives next door. The next day, the shadchan comes knocking on the door. The shadchan knocks on the door and asks to speak to the wealthy man. He says to the balabos, oh, I have a shidduch for your daughter. I have a shidduch for your daughter. He says, who do you have? The son of your neighbor, Yosef, next door. The rich man says, what? You're letting me a shidduch with Yosef the Batman? Oh, how dare you? We're not the same. How dare you? Such a shidduch will never go. And he sends the shatchan away. The butler turns to the Baal HaBos and says, I don't understand. Yesterday, I called him Yosef the Batlan, and he told me I was wrong. And today, you did the same thing. You called him Yosef the Batlan. And the wealthy man says to him, let me explain to you. Yesterday, somebody came to ask directions to his house, to ask where he lived. To that person, there's no difference whether he's a Batlan or not. So therefore, there's no need to say he was a Batlan. Be a mensch and say, Yosef lives next door. But today, when the Shadchan came, I had to make it clear, and I had to explain it to him, that he's way off, and there's nothing to discuss. The Shidduch is not going to start, because that's Yosef the Batlan, and I had to make it clear to him, and explain it to him, why the Shidduch is not going to work. Says the Dilma Magid, then he answers our question. Here in Parshas Noyach, the Torah is telling us what happened. The Torah animals, the animals that are not Torah. There's no need to say the animals are tameh. We could avoid saying that the animals are tameh. We say the animals are tar. Take into the teva animals of this category, animals of that category. But when it comes to chumash and bayikra, the Torah is telling us, don't eat what's tameh. Oh, the Torah is warning us not to eat it. The Torah is warning us. The Torah is telling us and explaining to us, why not? You know why you can't eat those animals? You know why we can't eat those birds? You know why you have to stay away? It's Tomei. And a Yid has an Neshama. We have to be careful not to be Metamei the Neshama. Tomei. So when it's there to warn us and to explain to us and know in certain terms why we can't, the Torah has to stress and explain it clearly, and the Torah says it's Tomei. Mashiach ain't here. There's no need for the Torah to say Tomei. Therefore the Torah here says, Hashem ne'na Torah. Okay. The Pasuk says later on, next Pasuk, in Pasuk Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes, Shnayim bo el noyach el ateva zochu nekeva. The animals came in pairs. To noyach the ateva, two at a time, zochu nekeva, kashet siva el kimis noyach, and Hashem commanded noyach. Okay. And here, famous medrash, Yalkut Shemoni brings down, that's probably brought down elsewhere. Sheker came to noyach. The mead of sheker, of telling lies, came to noyach. And sheker wanted to enter the teva. And Noach told Sheker, sorry, Shnayim. Anybody coming into the table needs a Shidduch, needs a Zivuk. You have no match. If you have no match, I can't let you into the table. So Sheker walked away very devastated. He couldn't go into the table. Sheker is walking around lonely and a little upset. And he meets the Midah called Pachasa, which is a Midah of Chisaron, of loss, of having damage and having loss. And this Mida says to Sheker, Mr. Sheker, why are you so upset? Sheker says, because I'm trying to enter into the teva, and Noach doesn't let me. So, the Mida of Chisaron, of loss, says to him, how about we'll make a deal? I'll be your zug. I'll be your mate. So Sheker says, what shaykhis do I have with you? So they make a deal between themselves, that from now on, whatever money or profit anybody gains through a lie, Hefsid, the Midah of loss, will come and take it away. Whatever a person achieves through lying, through cheating, he'll lose. Chisaron will come, Midah Pachasa will come and take it away. And they make a deal between themselves, and they're a zug, they're a shidduch. They go back to Noach. Noach sees that they're a zug, he lets them both into the teva. After the teva, they come out, and Sheker gets to work. And he has people lying and cheating. And then the Midah Pachasa comes along and takes away whatever they gained, and people are have loss and damage. And Sheker says, what are you doing? I just worked so hard for them to earn this money, for them to earn this profit. How could you go ahead and take it away? And he answers back, don't you remember the deal we made before we went to the table? That whatever is gained through lying will be taken away, a person will have a loss. So says the Medrash. Says the Maral, that's ad etzmayem ezeh. That applies until today. Any monetary gain that a person has, or gain that a person has through lying, eventually will be lost. It might look like in the beginning he's successful, it might look like he fooled them, he lied, he took, but at the end he'll have a loss. Because that deal extends alayim azeh, and whatever a person gains through sheker, he ends up losing. The Maral ends on very nicely. If you take the word emes, if you change the truth, even one iota, a drop, take away the aleph from emes, you're left with mace. There's no truth left at all. It died, so to speak. The truth is dead. In order for something to be emes, it has to be 100% true. If you take away even the Aleph, a little drop of the MS, you're left with Mace, a person doesn't have the MS. But that deal between Sheker and Chsar remains Adigemezeh, and a person doesn't gain from lying. I happen to have seen this little story today. It made an impression on me. I just like to say it over. Rabbi Isaac Sher was the Rosh Shiva in Slobodka, and one day he was walking outside with one of his Talmidim. And they were walking, and they came to the street corner. And as they came to the corner, there was a lady pushing a carriage with a child inside. And the lady was obviously in a rush and did not watch where she was going. And she almost bumped into Isaac Sharon and knocked him over. At the last minute, he was able to avoid being hit by the carriage. And she just kept on going. No apologies, nothing at all. She just kept on going. So the bacher with the Isaac Sharon said to him, "Where's her Derech Eretz? Where's this lady's Derech Eretz? She almost bumped into you. She almost knocked you over. And she just kept on going. Where's her Derech Eretz?" He said to Rashiva, "If you let me, I'll tell her a thing or two. I'll tell her a thing or two." So Rabbi Isaac Sher said to him, "I'm not going to answer you, but I'll tell you what I said to myself. And if you want to listen to what I said to myself, you could listen. And then you'll understand why I'm not upset." And he said like this. He said, "I asked myself, what did I do for others today? What did I do for somebody else today? And let's go through my whole day. I woke up in the morning. What was the first thing I did? I got out of bed. That's for myself. I can't say stay in bed a whole day. A person can't lie in bed a whole day. I got out of bed for myself. What did I do? I got dressed. A person can't walk around in his pajamas a whole day. So I got dressed for myself. What did I do? I went to shul to daven. No, I had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to watch over me today. I had bakashas. I need to ask Hashem. I went to daven. I did it for myself. What did I do after davening? I went to eat. I ate. I shouldn't be hungry. I ate because I need to eat. What did I do after I ate? I sat down to learn. I sat down to learn because of myself. A person can't be a yid without learning. I have to learn. In order to be an elach yid, you have to learn. I did it for myself. And now I took a walk outside to take care of something for myself. And I said to myself, look, everything you did today, you did for yourself. You didn't do one thing for somebody else. And I walk home to this lady pushing the carriage. I said to myself, this lady, Miss Thoma, last night, she was up taking care of the baby. For somebody else, she didn't sleep for herself. She was busy taking care of others. A few hours sleep. She woke up early in the morning, and already she has to start taking care of the house. Again, doing for others. Then, the other children wake up. She has to prepare them for school. She has to make food for them. Her whole morning was preparing for somebody else. She didn't have a chance to sleep for herself. She didn't have a chance to take care of herself. Everything she did was for somebody else. And now she's wheeling the baby outside, taking care of the baby. Look at the difference between us. The whole day, I took care of myself. And the whole day, she took care of others. Who am I to give her mussar? How can I give her mussar if her whole day, she was taking care of somebody else? And I was taking care of myself. He says to the Bocha, that's why I'm not upset. I have no tainus, chas v'shalom. Look at the difference between us. What a way of looking at it. What a way of looking at it. Any of us, somebody nearly bumps into us, oh, watch where you're going, where's your derech eretz. But you have to look at things a little bit differently. Whole different way of looking at it. Suddenly it changes. And when we hear the story, everyone's, he has a good chet. It sounds right. Whole different way of looking at it. We go out into the world, open our eyes, look at things a little bit differently. It's not always the way we see it. Sometimes the picture's upside down. We have to take the picture and turn it right side up. A person goes out with an open mind, sees things a little bit differently. He's a much calmer person. Things go much easier without becoming chasen, without getting angry. So the noyach motzachem b'ini Hashem, noyach found favor, noyach, wasn't a chayson. Let's try to carry over this midah into our everyday lives. We should talk about zaycha that we should be motzachem b'ini Hashem. Zaycha that mufus Yeshua's nechamas, and together the singing shifts and we remain amen.